Let's talk a little bit about metastatic disease. Can you talk about how you approach the patient who's not had prior systemic therapy?
In patients who are in the first-line setting, in patients who are good performance status, no comorbid illnesses, I think it's clear based on the data that combination therapy is the optimal approach to take. And that's combination cytotoxic chemotherapy with the addition of bevacizumab Avastin. When one looks at the type of cytotoxic chemotherapy, again, if one uses evidence-based medicine, I think the data would tell us that there really is no difference in clinical efficacy if one's using an oxaliplatin-based regimen versus an irinotecan-based regimen. It's interesting, right, that in the United States, probably up to 80-85% of patients off of study are receiving FOLFOX chemotherapy or oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. In contrast, I think in Europe, our European colleagues would probably say it's 50-50 in terms of what they use in the first-line setting.
Why do you think that is?
I think what they've decided is that rather than just empirically placing everyone on oxaliplatin, one needs to take a very careful, individualized approach and talk to the patients about what types of toxicities they might be willing to experience. And I have to say, that's what we do, I think, in our everyday practice. You know, so obviously, if you have an individual who's concerned about sensory neuropathy, you know, skilled worker, carpenter, musician, then probably oxaliplatin may not be the right way to go, and then irinotecan-based chemotherapy may be the choice for the first-line therapy. If you've had someone who perhaps had rectal cancer, had radiation therapy, then kind of ended up with persistent loose bowels, and then presents to you 2 years later now with metastatic disease, then I think it's clear that that person probably would be a good candidate for oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. So I think, you know, a lot really depends on the toxicity profile that the patient's willing to experience and perhaps other factors.